Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand, and we pretended like I was your guy.
Good morning, 710 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John, have you been paying a lot of attention to the White House demolition project, the renovation, the bomb they dropped on the East Wing?
Well, I mean, I had heard about it, but until I just saw that picture both saw, it looked like somebody bombed the East Wing.
Yeah, it looks like somebody dropped a payload there on the East Wing and made it not exist anymore. Yeah, no, it does look that way. Here's what I think is interesting. There's a lot of interesting sort of elements to this story. One is, I think, and I may be out of turn saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong. I think that the average person doesn't really know about the existence of the East Wing and the West Wing. Okay, hear me out. I think that the average person thinks that the Oval Office is in the main building, is in the residence. Maybe if you've been on a tour, and it was recent enough, but the idea that the White House is really three buildings, the East Wing, which had the, you know, the theater and the First Lady's offices, and it also had the PEOC, the Presidential Emergency Operations Center, you know, the safe house, okay, for the president and some other things, and that it was connected by a walkway underneath with some colonnades and whatever to the residence. And that the residence is also connected by a walkway and some colonnades to the West Wing, the structure where you have all of the official business of the White House, for example, the Oval Office and the Situation Room and stuff like that. I think if most people, when they picture the White House, they don't picture the complex. They picture just the main building, the residence.
Yeah, just what you see.
Yeah, because when you're looking at it from, you know, one of the streets, what you don't see the rest because it's all kind of covered by trees, and you don't think the picture you have is not of the East Wing or even of the West Wing. It's of the, you know, the residence, the main building, is my theory. I could be completely wrong about that. You know, it's entirely possible, but, you know, that's my theory. So I'm just kind of curious, you know, whether that's true, but also why so much fascination over this? Presidents have remodeled in the past. You know, Roosevelt remodeled the East Wing, right? And it was a tremendous amount of remodeling. He got criticized for doing remodeling on the eve of war. Waste of money. The one thing I don't really understand about this is I kind of don't know why they didn't just build an additional building. Why did you have to destroy this building instead of just adding to it? Was maybe, you know, what I was thinking about. So, I don't know, just some thoughts. 437-1620, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? Oh, I've got something here that is, it's amazing. I'll just say it that way. This is wild. Have you ever heard of, and I almost thought about doing transgressors on this. Maybe it'll make it in next week's. But have you ever heard of irritable male syndrome?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so irritable male syndrome, IMS, is what happens when men get older and they start to go through hormonal and or psychological changes. The term they're using for this is andropause. Well, you have menopause.
I know.
It's a shorthand for describing what happens to men through gradual testosterone decline and hormonal changes as they get into their, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s. Included symptoms. Raise your hand if you feel like you might be entitled to compensation. Mood changes, including irritability. Get off my lawn. Lower motivation and feelings of depression. Cognitive changes like difficulty concentrating or memory lapses. What was I saying?
What?
Low energy and fatigue that isn't explained by poor sleep alone. Reduced libido and fewer spontaneous Desire manifestations.
Tennis partners. Tennis partners.
Yeah. Tennis partners. Fewer desire to play tennis. That's a transgressor's reference.
Yes.
You'll hear it later at 8:20. Loss of muscle mass and strength despite regular exercise. Increased body fat, particularly around the midsection. Not just the beer belly, but the, old man belly. Sleep disturbances, including insomnia or poor quality rest. So, you know, again, in that cluster of things that I think a lot of men in their mid-years, you know, the middle innings of the game, so to speak, you know, the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, maybe the seventh inning stretch, suffer some of these things.
Experience, yes.
It's not me, it's my andropause, you might say.
You know what? That sounds good.
And isn't that,
I might,
you know,
need to say that every once in a while.
So, does it explain the kind of old man, disgruntled, crotchety, these referees get everything wrong, you know?
I think it has a lot to do
with it. I don't know. I thought it was an interesting hypothesis, you know, because obviously when it comes to women, we're well aware that things that go on with women's bodies can affect the way they think and behave. And, you know, those are real things that matter. And becoming more aware of them makes you a better spouse, better society, better doctors, all this. So if there's a thing called irritable male syndrome, IMS. Now, do you want it to be a syndrome, though? Do you want it to be like, oh, he's just angry because of IMS. He's just andropausing.
He's just andropausing. Oh, my goodness.
Not andropausing.
Well,
andro.
Some people would say andropausing.
All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the files. John?
Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses, corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Still dealing with the accident on Avalon Boulevard and Cyanamid Road at that intersection. Starting to see traffic being backed up on Avalon Boulevard southbound. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Starting to see those congestion construction delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Real quick, for those of you in the community and on staff that remember Captain Paul Bowditch, that used to be the commanding officer out at Whiting Field, he is. Yesterday, he was just relieved of command at Tulane University. He's been the Naval ROTC instructor and head of that program at Tulane University for the last couple of years. That was his the duty station he went to when he left here. Yesterday, made the trip over to New Orleans for that change of command, and he'll now be going up to. Maxwell Air Force Base, so he'll still be within a 3 or 4 hour region, but just want to give that update. I know many of you knew and remember him fondly, and then his time served here in Milton, and he's doing well.
You know, it's interesting, it's kind of funny, Jimmy Patronis has just got here, and he was listening to that clip from Colton Wright yesterday, and he had the same reaction to it that I had, which was when Colton Wright said he was relieved of command. I'm like, ooh, ah, but just relieved in the sense that you're always relieved of command when somebody else comes and relieves you. It wasn't removed or withdrawn. Yeah.
I am relieved.
Yeah. So it was, it's a good news note about Paul Bowditch, but you might have heard it a little bit weird because, you know, the delivery I thought was kind of like that. Oh, we got so many texts about the irritable male syndrome, so-called, what do we call it? Andropause.
Andropause.
And what is it? Your fiance says you can't use that excuse?
Yes. Because I said, ooh, I'm going to use it. She's like, oh, no. Don't even
funny.
Try, John.
Let's see. Dan says, a lot of your listeners right now are probably breathing a sigh of relief now that you've named their condition. Not me, of course, but a lot of others. Irritable male privilege, somebody says. I like that. Oh, man. 437-1620. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The FBI investigating NBA players and coaches that apparently got caught up in a bit of illegal gambling. Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups arrested yesterday for a poker scheme involving the Italian-American mafia. Miami Heat player Terry Rozier and former coach Damon Jones have been accused of using inside information to make wagers on games. In New York, Attorney General Letitia James will be in court today to be arraigned on mortgage fraud charges. A federal grand jury in Virginia indicted her earlier this month. She believes those charges are baseless. And major U.S. tech companies donating to the new White House ballroom. President Trump says the $300 million being spent to construct that ballroom is all coming from donations. Some of the donors include tech giants, Apple, Meta, Google, and Microsoft.
Yeah, they pulled that off pretty quick. I mean, you know, it's going to take us a couple of months to get Baptist demolished, and the East Wing just gone. It just doesn't exist anymore all of a sudden.
You think there'll be sponsor banners?
Started on a Monday.
Sponsor banners.
This demolition brought to you by. Well, why not, you know? Have them wear some stuff on their uniforms. It'll be fine. Oh, man, 437-16. Okay, so I genuinely am curious. I didn't get a lot of response from people on this, but I really am curious. Be honest, if I ask you where's the Oval Office, you'd think it's that round outcropping of the residents, right? I mean, people, Jimmy's like, no, it's not.
No.
But people do. And they think the White House is just this one building, not this complex of buildings. Jimmy's like, no, they don't. Come on, they really do, though. You know, people don't know stuff.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I underestimate the American public. It does happen sometimes. This is a cool news note. We've got a local baker who is going to be on a reality baking competition. Brittany Masenchik reporting about this for the PNJ. She does such good reporting on, you know, restaurants and food and all that kind of stuff. Chanel Long, who is the, what's the name of the shop that she runs? I wasn't planning to talk about this right now. Now I'm in the middle of it. She runs a local bake shop where she does like monster cakes and stuff. And she's going to be on the Halloween themed episode of Bake Master Battle. So it's going to be at 7 o'clock next. Let's see, this should be Wednesday, the 29th, on the Food Network and streaming on City TV Plus. So that's kind of cool. I hope they mention Pensacola. As long as they mention Pensacola, I'm always happy about it. 13 arrests made in a Florida operation targeting, guess what? Men who want to do bad things with underage people.
Andropause.
It's not andropause. This is the opposite problem. This is people who cannot control themselves. 13 individuals, several from Pensacola of all various ages. And, well, they're all wearing the same clothes in these pictures. It's a green uniform that they wear in the jail. So, you know, the most discouraging part about this is whenever I talk to Sheriff Simmons or Sheriff Johnson, they always say the same thing. They said, you know, we could do this sting every day of every week and never not come up with nothing. It's unbelievable. It is the, and remember, most men are normal and fine and safe and law abiding, but there are also so many just disgusting human beings out there. It's very, very frustrating to think about. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone is seeing about a 9 to 12 minute delay. Also, Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road, starting around 10 Mile to 9 Mile Road, seeing some delays there. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody says they thought it was just called Grandpa's. Yeah. Comedy's
it's
hard.
Still good.
Comedy's hard. Leave it to the professionals. Hey, if no, you, it's okay. It's
no,
cute.
It was good.
437-1620. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. You know, cars that are like 1 to 3 years young. You're going to be the second owner, maybe the third owner, maybe 10 or 30,000 miles on them. And they're going to warranty all their cars to 10 years or 100,000 miles. So you know they're going to take care of you. Good quality cars, A-rated cars is how they think of it. You know, you go to an auction, you see cars that are like A's and cars that are C's. Well, they don't buy the C's. They don't buy the B's. They only buy the A's. Now, they sell about 150 cars every month out of their 300 or so on the lot. That means that they've got to replace that stock. They've got to buy about 150 cars. They buy them from auctions, like I said. They buy them from lease programs, and they buy them from you. So, if you've got a good quality car that's relatively new, it's in good condition, take it to them and sell it to them. They'll buy it on the spot if it's, you know, qualified for, you know, take about 15 minutes, or maybe you want a little bit better deal, but you're willing to wait, and you can consignment sell it through them because they need the inventory. It won't cost you anything extra. You just have to wait a little bit longer. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, just, no.
test your knowledge a little bit. So here goes. Oh, by the way, before just a note, Jimmy Petronas is here in the studio, but he's going to be on the air in about 15 minutes, 10 minutes, taking your topics, your questions. So text me if you have questions for him. I've already got a list of them from other people, but, you know, text me your questions, and we're going to do a little mini town hall for about 20 minutes, and because he was in town, right? You're in town for something or other?
Yeah, and I've got a whole bunch of things we're bouncing around today, but, yeah, just here in town to enjoy Pensacola.
Listen to those dulcet sound. I know. He's here. He's here in the studio. That's good.
I like it.
All right. So, John, question for you.
No. Okay.
Remember we learned about the blimps that function for the Navy, that basically they never lost a ship while the blimps were accompanying them during World War II? That was such an incredibly valuable submarine hunter exercise, submarine hunter technology. Do you know how the blimps would communicate with the destroyers to tell them where the subs were?
No, but can I ask the studio audience?
No. Take a guess.
Come on.
Take a guess.
I don't know.
What would be the normal thing you would think?
Like flashlights?
Yeah, flashlights maybe, or radio signals, something like that.
I wanted to ask the audience.
Flashlights are too far away because they range miles around, okay? Pigeons.
Really? They trained them?
There was a division of the Navy in World War II devoted to training pigeons. Now, this had actually started a long time before. Remember, before there was radio signals, you had to have some way to communicate. So, carrier pigeons, historically. Well, when radio comes along, they don't need the pigeons anymore, so they discontinued it. Then, during World War II, you had radio transmissions, but what would happen is the radio transmissions were either not secure or the simple fact of there being a radio transmission was something that a sub would know had happened, and then they'd scuttle away. You know, they'd scurry away. So they went back to using pigeons so that the people in the blimp would see a sub, attach a message. I think it was black for not an emergency, red for an emergency little capsule. And then they'd release the pigeon. Pigeon would fly down to the destroyer. The destroyer would be like, oh, sweet day. Let's go find us a sub. And they'd destroy the subs. So that, I mean, isn't that a wild...
I would have never have said that.
That the U.S. Navy's sub-hunting protocol was dependent upon blimps and pigeons. And they actually, women got trained to do, I'm sure Hill Goodspeed could tell you all the better versions of this. I was just reading an article about it, but he's the historian at the Naval Aviation Museum. Navy blimps did 37,000 patrols, flew 378,000 hours, mostly off the Atlantic coast and North and South America or the Caribbean and the Strait of Gibraltar, and not a single ship was lost. But pigeons were a vital role because they'd detect the U-boats, they'd send the message, U-boats didn't know they had been detected, and then along come the destroyers and bye-bye U-boats. Wow. And they did. They had women being trained in this for a while. More than 95% of the messages carried by homing pigeons were successfully delivered during World War II. Slower than radio transmissions, they eventually, of course, eliminated the program because they didn't need that particular thing. And, you know, radio transmissions became more secure over time.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump canceling Canada, at least in trade talks, posting on Truth Social this morning, Canada cheated and got caught. It's all over this TV commercial.
High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse.
Fox's Peter Ducey reports on a post last night by the president.
All trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. And the main star of that Canadian ad is Ronald Reagan. The Reagan Foundation says the ad misrepresents the presidential radio address, and the government of Ontario did not seek nor receive permission to use and edit the remarks.
President travels to Asia tonight, stops in Malaysia, Japan, and South Korea, where he will meet with China's leader next Thursday on the sidelines of a summit. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 56 degrees right now. Clear skies on this Friday morning. We'll get to our forecast with Channel 3's Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. A former bookkeeper for the Escambia School District has been sentenced for embezzling tens of thousands of dollars from a local middle school. Prosecutors said that 41-year-old Lindsay Kelly was ordered to serve 120 days in jail. She'll also served 5 years of probation following that sentence. Kelly was arrested in 2024 after the school conducted an internal audit and found money missing from several programs. Prosecutors said Kelly admitted to taking the money and using it to pay large debts. According to a plea deal, she agreed to pay back $50,000 in restitution. The United Way of West Florida gearing up for its largest volunteer event of the year. Today is the annual Day of Caring. The tradition brings together hundreds of volunteers from local businesses and organizations and the community to complete hands-on projects that directly benefit nonprofit agencies and schools. This year's event features about 700 volunteers. They'll be working on 67 different projects in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. That ranges from landscaping, facility improvements, to painting and organizing community spaces. Community Impact Coordinator Donna Bliss spoke with Meg yesterday on Pep Talk. They talked about last year's results.
I was amazed that last year we had, you know, this project brought 2,900 volunteer hours for an overall community impact of $93,460.
And since the first Day of Caring back in 1992, thousands of volunteers have donated tens of thousands of hours through the event, saving a lot of nonprofits valuable resources, and strengthening the fabric of the community. Well, eight Pensacola men were among 13 people arrested in Operation 12 Parsecs. That's an FDLE enforcement initiative aimed at combating child predators communicating with minors. Some of the men arrested include Marshall Blancett, Duran Brown, Royce Cromer, Noah Kimmons, William Pierce, Robbie Robertson, Ricardo Del Sassano, and Chad Wren. They all face charges related to solicitation and enticement of minors. An investigation continues. Just over a week away now from the kickoff of the 2025 SEC Women's Soccer Championship Tournament at Ashton-Brosnahan Soccer Complex. The tournament will start November 2nd, run through the 9th, and showcase the top 12 teams from the Southeastern Conference. So far, 10 teams, including Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Georgia, and Tennessee, have qualified. Auburn, Texas A&M, and Florida are vying for the final two spots. This is the fourth consecutive year that the championship tournament has been hosted here in Pensacola. Now, Florida's Department of Children and Families has confirmed SNAP benefits won't be deposited for November if the government shutdown hasn't been resolved by the first of the month. That could mean a lot of folks in our area that are in need aren't able to purchase groceries. Local food pantries say they're already seeing a big surge in demand, but they're not giving up.
We will be there for you. We will continue to see the face of God in our neighbors, and we will be there. We promise we will not leave you, and we will do anything we can to help you. So do not be afraid. Do not feel like it's wrong to be at the food pantry asking for help, because that is why we are there. We are there to help you.
And that is Julie Stewart from the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry on West DeSoto. She says they've seen an increase all the way since back in April due to economic uncertainty, and says it got worse this month. They are asking folks for whatever donations they can afford to give, including canned goods, toiletries, and of course, she says cash always helps. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone. About a 10 to 12 minute delay there. Highway 29 southbound, starting around 10 Mile Road going south to 9 Mile Road, is seeing about a 9 to 11 minute delay. And also Highway 90 southbound getting you into Pensacola from Pace, experiencing about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some lovely weather today. Temperatures warming up near 81 degrees for your high. Plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 66. Showers and thunderstorms moving in for Sunday. 60% chance of those showers and thunderstorms. High near 76. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 56 degrees. We've got sunshine, a beautiful Friday morning. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Earlier this year, Apple pledged to invest $600 billion in domestic manufacturing. That's billion with a B. Well, the iPhone maker has finally started to make good on that promise. The company says it's begun shipping advanced servers that fill different AI purposes, all out of a factory in Houston, Texas. The servers were previously manufactured overseas, and Apple claims the plants will create thousands of new jobs. YouTube TV just reached a deal with NBC Universal last month to avoid dropping its networks. Now the popular streamer is trying to squash another blackout, this time with Disney. The Mouse House says it will start running PSAs for YouTube TV subscribers, warning customers about the possible coverage lapse. Disney's networks like ABC and ESPN would be dropped on Halloween without a new deal. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher, but the highly anticipated inflation report is just a few minutes away, and that will be the judge. That's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now through the end of November, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
I also know that Federal Highways, at the beginning of the month, reached out and asked FDOT for a copy of that feasibility study. What that tells me is a number of conversations that many of us have had with our federal legislators, you know, Congressman Petronas, Senator Scott, Senator Moody. It's obvious that those conversations are having an impact, and the impact from the conversations and the statements made by Colonel Deering and others from Herbert Field, that's obviously landing now. And it's not falling on deaf ears like it once was.
So Colton Wright, Commissioner Colton Wright, talking. We had covered this before, but it becomes particularly relevant because the aforementioned name drop Jimmy Petronas is here in studio with us. Congressman, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. First time in person.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Great
to
Commissioner have you.
Wright was in the office less than a month ago. And it's so funny. I love logistics and transportation infrastructure. And so he started.
It's a sentence you don't
things.
Hear people say a lot.
No, I know, right? I'm a nerd. And so I had so many questions because here I had somebody who knew his county.
Yeah.
And so I go and I grab one of our big district maps that shows the district. I threw it in the office. And, you know, I just literally just started using that as my guide to understand, you know, all of the challenges that need to be addressed. So it was just funny. It was great having him up.
By the way, if you have questions for Jimmy, text him in at 437-1620. Your questions, it's a town hall version today, so you can ask him whatever you want to ask him, 437-1620. The note that Colton brought up is that suddenly the Department of Transportation, the big DOT, is interested in this bridge potentially for connection to moving the traffic away from Hurlburt. You know, FDOT is apparently interested because it might save them money on a potential flyover to bypass Navarre, some of the traffic there. So they basically delayed ordering the PD&E because they think there might be some of that, what I sometimes call magic fairy dust money, coming from Tallahassee and maybe from D.C. You're as close to this as anybody we know. Is that a reasonable thing to believe might happen?
Yeah, look, I mean, the state of Florida, the work...
For a new bridge, by the way, a big, expensive new bridge.
So I was talking to DOT earlier this week, state DOT, and you know they were talking about how many different bridges are in the pipeline around the state, and I'm kind of like scratching my head, wow, I didn't know those were deficient.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got the long-term works plan, and they try to project out this is the time where we're going to need to start being prepared to replace that bridge. So I know DOT is working on it. You know, we're doing our best up in D.C. But, you know, it seemed like just yesterday. I remember when we were raking ground on the Highway 98 bridge here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those projects don't happen overnight.
Right.
They're long-term projects. But they're incredibly important to the economy of an area.
Yeah, and I'm still a little bit baffled by either, not just necessarily how we got here, but why we're here. Like, how can 399 be a state road and 98 be a state road, and then the bridges connecting them are not, you know, because they transferred ownership over time, and Escambia owns Bob Sykes, and, you know, Santa Rosa owns Navarre, and you got Perdido Bridge, too. I mean, you know, Barrier Islands are bridge connected. And I know back in the day it wasn't a problem because nobody wanted to live there. A lot of people want to live there and party there, and, you know, that's a big economic source. So
100%.
It's important to us. Anyway, before we get to the text, 437-1620, if you've got a text for Jimmy Petronas, send us a text about your question. I will ask him on the air. I did want to ask you, remember I had told you very specifically that Ryan Jenkins, our farmer up in Jay, Florida, and the worry about the agency that distributes money at harvest time, well, we're in a government shutdown. That agency is not distributing money. President Trump announced, $3 billion, I think, that was going to go into funding for that agency, and that's a some kind of a stopgap measure. Had you heard anything about that? Do you know anything about that?
So I was, here's the reality of it. Like, I was calling yesterday to the White House on a FEMA issue.
Okay.
And so then they had a Department of Homeland Security liaison reach out to me. I mean, everybody's furloughed. I mean, so
yeah.
So the backlog.
I keep thinking I can go get information. I can't. I know I can't call them because they're not working.
And I tell you, the higher level staff that are there trying to manage operations, you know, they're beyond stressed. I mean, they're edgy because they're not getting a paycheck either.
Yeah.
I mean, they're working, you know, taking care of the business. And look, it is the House Republicans. We passed a continuing CR that was going. We funded the government. And just yesterday, the Democrats in the Senate voted down a bill that would have paid those employees to try to let's have some normalized discussions with people getting paid. They still voted no. This is a leverage inflection point for them, and pretty selfish.
Yeah, it's also just to me, it's so weird that I don't even see on the horizon what would change to make this matter enough to make an agreement to do something. It seems like, you know, both sides, everybody's pretty well dug in. And, you know, the pain is happening and nobody cares.
The November elections in New York, New Jersey, and Virginia have a whole lot to do with this.
Okay.
Because if the Dems cave, then their base gets mad at them because they're working with Republicans and you're supposed to be fighting for us. You know, so it's kind of this two-edged sword, but they're still taking, you know, their own beatings from their constituents about, you know, hey, I'm not getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it's just how much of a beating can they handle? And can they keep them? They're polling like every hour of how those races are going to turn out because they're important races.
We're talking to Congressman Jimmy Patronis, who is here in studio and taking your texts for him. This is kind of a Friday town hall, mm-hmm. a little bit unexpected kind of thing. But text in your question if you've got something you love that's going on, something you hate that's going on. He wants to hear from you. This is, you know, constituent services day, so to speak, on the radio. 437-1620. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Back to rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone is still seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. All right, a couple of texts here. Two questions for Jimmy. Questions come from Daniel. Do you support removing marijuana from Schedule 1? And then I'll give you the second one because it's a completely different subject in a second.
So it's funny. I got approached by that the other day, and you got what, Schedule 1, Schedule 2, Schedule 3, and I guess Schedule 1 is in the same category as like poison. Schedule 2 is reasonable. So we've been getting approached to try to move it from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. I want to know more about what are the characteristics that they want me to move it to 3, and I was not comfortable with that.
Okay.
I feel like it's something that if we're going to move it, it needs to be able to have some research, but that's the argument they're making, is if we move it from Schedule 1 to 3, then that gives it greater access to research dollars in order to verify the medicinal purposes or healthcare benefits of
so
it.
So you want to see it on Schedule 2, or you're not sure?
If I was forced to make a decision today, I would, and I said you had to make a choice, it was going to be 1 or 2, I think I would be okay having it at 2.
Okay.
I'm not ready to go full 3 simply because I just feel like that's like open the barn door and you're not having just gradual. There's a reason why it got put as a Schedule 1 at yep. one time. You know what? I think there's probably some smart decision making at that.
Oh, I got a text in from one of my traffic guys. Says 399 out on the island is actually County Road. So anything south of 98 to County Road went to the respective counties when the bridges went. Okay, so that makes actually more sense because I couldn't make sense of how the state road could be not connected to the state road. That seemed kind of weird to me. Second question from Daniel. Are you assisting in reestablishing a post office in downtown Pensacola? This is for people who live downtown, this has been a huge issue. The mayor kind of keeps saying we're sort of working, but there's nothing really official yet. You know anything about that?
It's, well, to be honest with you, this is the first time I've had that question asked.
Okay.
Love to get more information about it. So is there not?
There had been a post office for a long, long, long time down on Palafox, and that recently closed and went away. And there's been a lot of talk about finding another location, working the deal, you know, what USPS is doing with whoever the leaser would be, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of problem. So, but not yet solved as far as I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's an action of Congress. You know, I'm not opposed to it, neither real estate, it's also a business decision. I don't know what it's going to cost. U.S. Postal Service is upside down financially, so you know it's kind of hard to get blood from a turnip. But you know,
they can keep raising rates.
Yeah, which they have gladly done. Right. I'm still a guy who uses stamps. I love mailing stuff to people. But you know, God, you look at your mailbox now. I mean, yesterday there was like 3 pieces of mail.
Right.
And it's funny. I think Discover Card has sent me a credit card invitation like once every day for the last 6 months. And they're like these super fancy pieces. And I'm thinking, and you're spending a fortune, and I'm not going to get your card.
The irony of postal service, of mail, is that it's as technologically advanced as it has ever been. I mean, my wife literally gets an email every day with an image photo of everything that's coming. So we can make sure that we are prepared, or if something goes missing, you know, all that kind of stuff.
It's kind of cool. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you pay for it. it's more expensive than email. Somebody says, 437-1620, text in your questions for Jimmy Patronis.
These are good questions.
Will you ask Jimmy to sponsor a bill that in the event of a government shutdown, all elected officials and their staff will not get paid?
So I'm already on that bill.
Yeah, which would be a constitutional amendment, right?
Yep. So there's a constitutional. Ralph Norman has got the bill sponsored. Rick Scott has it in the Senate, our own state, United States Senator. I'm a co-sponsor of it. I have not taken a paycheck since the shutdown started. My attitude is if we're not doing our job, then we shouldn't get paid. And I think it's pretty stinking embarrassing that we have members of Congress all over the country who were elected to do a job, especially in the United States Senate. They're still gladly collecting a paycheck, but, you know, refuse to vote to keep the government open.
Yeah, it's I sometimes think we'll never get another constitutional amendment passed. I think this would pass right away.
Been ratified in 30 states. I think you got to get to 35 states. I think it's been ratified already in 30 states.
Let's see. 437-1620 if you want to text in questions from Jimmy Patronis. We're going to run out of time before we run out of questions. The second part of this one, this is the rope-a-dope here. Buried the lead. Could part of that bill also include a mandate that when the government shuts down, that Americans pay zero federal tax dollars during the closure?
But here's the reality of it.
I mean, if they're not running, you know.
I really don't have a massive problem with that because I hate feeding the beast more money.
Sure.
Because if you keep on giving the beast more money, all it's going to do is spend it. And I'm just always been a big believer, and please just know this, I believe this in my heart, is that the citizens of the state of Florida spend their money a hell of a lot better than Washington, D.C. does.
Do you know how popular you would be if you could be the guy who came with, you know, if we shut down, you don't pay any income taxes? Like, everybody in America would be pro-shutdown. it would be a mess. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But let's see. Another text in here. You're on the Workforce Development Committee. Mm-hmm. Florida's projected to have a healthcare personal care worker deficit of nearly 100,000 people coming in the next 5 years as the silver tsunami hits Florida. We're not making enough babies, and we are keeping people alive longer. Is this something Congress is thinking about? Can you address it? Is there anything you can do?
Well, look, I think Congress is always interested in that, but I do appreciate how proactive we've seen, especially our state colleges, because that is a great 2-year degree that morphs into a 4-year degree real easy to create some stability. And it is what it is. As we have more people that need to be taken care of in that silver age, you're going to have more skilled professionals to understand healthcare issues. And that's something AI may complement it, mm-hmm. but AI is not going to solve all those needs.
This is a different kind of question. Yep. Congressman, what inspired you to first run for office, and what advice would you give to me as a young person who's interested in serving the community and maybe eventually having your job?
So I tell people all the time, get involved in public service. It is the most rewarding, nourishing for your soul thing that you could ever do. And public service isn't just running for public office. It could be volunteering in a local organization that does good in your community. Everybody always needs volunteers, and it's such, I tell you, for me, I got involved in a lot of charitable events growing up as a young adult. It opened up doors, and you start to realize, man, you know, people then want you to be a part of other endeavors, and it's enriching, but it's also, if you're looking for opportunities business-wise, it creates a great network of folks that you're able to pick up the phone because you've worked with them, you know, with blood, sweat, and equity for no compensation, and it's just reward. You get to see what type of people they are. So yeah, public service is out. I can make more money getting back in the restaurant business, but there's nothing like solving somebody's problem.
We got another, hey, you know, we the people want Congress to go back to work and get a constitutional amendment for that exact thing. So get it done. They said, shame on Congress.
agree. Shame on Congress.
Somebody says, I love Jimmy. I'd love to have him talk about FSU and Mike Norvell.
Yeah, so I think the problem you've got with Mike Norvell is the way his contract was written with Jimmy Sexton as his agent. It's a $62 million buyout. All the assistants are all latched together. So, like, if you fire Norvell, that means everybody's going to be paid off.
Wow.
So here's the problem. If you go fire Norvell today, you're going to tell me you're going to find somebody else that's going to come in that's going to win any more games for the rest of this year than Norvell is. So, yeah, does Norvell need to, you know, have a stern talking to? Yeah, does he need to do a shakeup in his own assistant coaches? Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening right now. But, you know, they go and they spend a fortune redoing the stadium, and you know, it's all about making the better experience and like the, you know, turning the stadium into a destination. I was sharing that exact same comment to somebody the other day, and they said, no, you don't need to spend all that money at your stadium, just win games. You'll be amazed how many seats you'll fill up at that stadium. You know,
people want to see the wins if they have to. I mean, people go to Wrigley,
yeah,
to watch the Cubs win a lot, okay? And nobody ever says, man, I'm not going to watch that baseball game because I don't like the stadium.
Yeah, the stadium's dump, you know? Yeah.
So, 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. I think we're totally out of time. How about this real quick one?
All right.
Just, this is a basic government question. If Republicans have the majority in the House and the Senate and the White House, how can Democrats keep voting down the budget?
I love you asked this question. So, thank you, whoever sent that in. Because in the Senate, it requires 60 votes in order to reopen the government. We have got to get some Democrats' participation. So we've only got 53 Republicans in the United States Senate. So we have to get them aboard. Back in March, Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, brought 7 Democrats over with him, and they voted to continue the government. This exact same vote. And he got eviscerated for it. His base ate him alive. So you know what? He knows the stove is hot.
Yeah, it has to do with filibusters and the cloture rule.
Correct.
And if you can't get to 40 to end debate, basically, which means you've got to have 60, you know, in order to stop that. And they have more than 40. They have, you know, 47. Yeah. So they have enough to keep stopping this through basically the filibuster rule, which is a lot of people look at that and say it's a crazy rule, but it is the way the Senate works.
I'll stretch it. And then they said, well, why don't you just get rid of that rule and make it 50+1? And the problem is all right, the shoe's going to be on the other foot someday.
That's right.
And then you'll get packing of the Supreme Court. You'll see Washington, D.C. turn into a state. They'll pick up 2 more Democratic senators. How many Democratic members of Congress? So, I mean, it's just kind of like watch what you do.
That's
when you
right.
open up
the,
that box.
The long-term consequences, adverse consequences of eliminating the cloture rule would be potentially catastrophic.
That's
Jimmy,
right.
thanks for the time. Thanks
for
coming in. Good to have you in studio.
Yeah, of course.
We'll talk to you soon. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But I-10 eastbound between Highway 29 and Pine Forest, we're seeing some delays in that area. Also, Highway 29 southbound, just south of a 9 Mile Road, seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sertoma Five Flags Annual Cornhole Tournament is Saturday afternoon at the Equestrian Center. Play or just enjoy the competition. Check it out at fiveflagsertoma.org.
The Gulf Coast Kids House signature event, Brunch and Bubbles, is Sunday afternoon. Enjoy a lavish brunch from the Gulf Coast best chefs and champagne at the beautiful Portofino Resort. See gulfcoastkidshouse.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
All right, there we are. 7:59, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up next hour, we've got The Rab, Jonathan Owens, and Gabe Vallemont will be here. We'll talk about a bunch of local issues with them. Also, Brother Andrew praises Pete Hegseth. Find out why on the Transgressive Memorial Service coming up at 8:20. I'm Andrew McKay. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, WNRP, AM 1620, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola.
Local news every